Welcome to another episode of the Discipleship Leaders Podcast. This is Caleb Martin here. I work with our men's discipleship, and I have a special guest here, Brian Brown, expert question asker, Brian Brown. Brian, why don't you introduce yourself just a little bit? Tell us how long you've been at Perimeter, what you do here on staff, and then how long you've been discipling men.
Okay. Yeah, we got here in 2010, so I've been at Perimeter for around 13 years and primarily working with our Life on Life ministries, responsible for our global partnerships, so the training and coaching of those partners. And how long have I been discipling people? Well, about 35 years. So started when I was six.
Wow, that's impressive. I was about to say, I'm 35, so 1987.
That's about right.
Okay. That's awesome. I said he's expert question asker here. So really, he has a lot of development in asking questions, a lot of training, a lot of professional training in question asking. And so as you might have guessed, this episode is about how to ask good questions. And as we think about discipleship, I really feel like it's one of the most valuable skills that you can develop in discipling people is asking good questions. So we're really, really excited for this conversation, brother. Let me ask you, as you've discipled men for 35 years or however long it's been, your child prodigy at 6 years old, when did that shift happen to kind of drawing out, asking questions versus maybe kind of telling people what to do being your gut reaction? When did that happen?
You know, I'm not sure. I think that just learning from a lot of mistakes in the past. And I would say that looking back, you know, even in those early groups, I wasn't doing it perfectly, for sure. I'm still not doing it perfectly. But I think about even all the times I botched it. You know, it's like I think I love them well, and I think that covers a multitude of bad questions.
Absolutely. Is there anything in particular that happened along the way in ministry over those years? Maybe it's more recently even that you feel like, man, this has really shifted me toward that, yeah, asking questions is a little bit more advantageous than and just telling people what to do.
Yeah. And I would say, Caleb, that good questions come out of good listening. And so if I were to recommend one skill, it would probably be learning to listen well more so than asking good questions, because you'll ask good questions as you learn to listen well. I feel like that's the thing that's really missing, is we're not listening to people. We're just trying to communicate information, because we do want people to grow. We do want them to progress. But, we're missing out on a lot of their hearts. We're missing out on a lot of what they need. We're missing out on a lot of the questions that they have because we're not listening very well.
So asking questions is important, but you're saying that even the content of your questions comes from having the listening skills.
It's not like I'm planning the questions. Uh-huh. I have a list of questions that I go through in my discipleship group. That's just not the way it is. I'm coming into my discipleship group or in meetings with people, and I think I've just learned to have a little bit more of an open hand with how those conversations are going to go, and to be comfortable with the ambiguity of maybe not knowing how people are going to answer when I'm telling them something, or I'm just, you know, wrote questions of, you know, what'd you get for number four? Or if I'm asking yes or no questions, there's no risk in those questions because they're very limited on what they can respond. But if I'm asking good questions, then I could get below the surface and they could say things that perhaps I don't feel prepared to answer. And that's a little scary.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of like that dead silence. Did I ask a good question? Was that a bad question? Do I just need to give them the answer? I mean, I'm there in the tension. In my group this morning, I asked a question and nobody responded for like 2 minutes. And I was like, I think I probably need to move on from this question. I don't know if it was a good one. I don't know if you've experienced that before. What was discipleship like just generally before you really started to have this conviction? And maybe you've always had a conviction for asking questions and listening, but have you seen a shift in what discipleship was like kind of before you really had this, I'm going to draw out more, get to the heart, ask, listen, versus, you know, I'm going to give content primarily in discipleship?
Yeah, I mean, maybe this is just my tendency, Caleb, but it was less on the content of trying to teach, and it was more of where my questions were failing was more in just telling people what they should do, not so much what they should know, but this is what you should be doing. This is how you should be responding. This is how you should be disciplining yourself, whatever that is. I was just telling people what they should do. And yeah, I look back and I have regrets there that I wish I had listened better and engaged them a little bit better.
Yeah. What would maybe be different as you look back about how people experience being told, you know, what to do versus now you're prone to ask a question, maybe help them self-discover, you know, how did people experience that? How do they experience that now?
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is I had a good friend who came to me one time and is a guy I had discipled. And so we were on a team together and he said, Brian, can I talk to you? And he never asked permission to talk. He's, you know, we were good friends. And he said, Brian, the team, we know you love us. We just don't feel like you love us. Mm-hmm. And so that really hit home. Because a lot of it was around, I'm so task-oriented that I wanted to, you know, move forward. I wanted to, you know, setting goals, those things. And I wasn't taking the time to really understand where people were. And I think that really was a pivotal point in my, because I was like, that's the last thing I want is for people not to feel cared for by me. And so that was something that God really used to kind of say, okay, I've got to make a shift here.
Well, that's powerful. And I know you do care so much about the people you lead and you disciple.
Most of them.
Sometimes you care about me. sometimes I wonder, but no, that's gotta do something in a leader to hear that. Cause obviously good leaders want to get people to move forward, but not as just kind of pawns to be played. Not that you were doing that, but maybe they felt that way versus, no, this person cares for me. He's for me, and he's also helping me move forward.
Yes.
So it's like good questions really kind of touch both of those things, right?
Yes. Well, faithful are the wounds of a friend, so I'm thankful for that.
Absolutely.
That wound.
Yes. Okay, let's get a little practical here.
Okay.
What makes a good question in your mind? It's a very broad question, but what makes a good question? What are some things that you think about when asking a good question?
Well, one, I think you're demonstrating good questions even now because you're asking open questions. They're not yes or no. Very, very practically, if your questions are beginning with things like, could you, should you, all, you know, it's like those are all, or what about, all those are suggestions, or, you know, they're telling me actually what I should do is just phrased in a question, you know, so it's kind of cloaked in a question, but in reality, it's telling me what I should do. So I would say that's one. I would say secondly is the question for me or for you? So if I were to say, Caleb, you know, you think about, let's say you get three little boys, you know, and I said, hey, what's your interaction like with your boys? Okay. That question is really more for me than it is for you because you know what your interaction is like with your boys. But if I were to say, Caleb, what would you like to see change in your interaction with your boys? Then that then forces you to think a little bit and process more. And so very, very simply, if someone is explaining something to me, I know that I haven't asked a great question because they're informing me. But if I can ask questions that help them to explore in a sense or try to think through something or process something, then that's a better question.
So I'm noticing and observing an underlying assumption that you have even in that you as the discipler and leader don't have all the answers and don't need to have all the information, right?
Yeah, and I would say that's one of the things that's really helpful is it takes some pressure off. So I'm trying to think if I felt, I probably did feel pressure. Again, I'm such a task-oriented person. It's probably like I felt pressure to always be doing everything right, or, you know, having all the answers. And in reality, it's like I'm on this journey with them. I'm just walking alongside of them. Maybe I'm a little ahead of them in their walk with God or in life, but it's like I'm a fellow journeyman in a sense.
Right.
And so it takes the pressure off me to feel like I've got to have all the answers or to feel like I've got to have all my act together.
Yeah, I experienced that early on in discipling. I felt so much pressure. Almost felt like I needed to go ahead and go to seminary before I started discipling. If they asked me any question that I didn't know, oh my goodness, I've got to give them this perfect counsel. But the way that you're perceiving or you're kind of putting it is I'm assuming that the Holy Spirit's at work in them, mm-hmm. that they have wisdom and biblical knowledge too, that they can access to, yep. depending on levels of maturity. And so in asking them a question, they know their life way better than I know their life.
Well, and I have to believe that God is at work in their life and that they are, that he is going to, that he's committed to their growth even more than I am. I have to believe that.
That's so powerful and so true and freeing as a leader. Just remember the shift when I started thinking about this type of thing. Yeah, the pressure release that I felt like I don't have to carry every single answer in my back pocket. I can say, I don't know. We can pray about this together. If they ask me, I can give some advice that I have.
Sure.
But it doesn't all hinge on Caleb's answer or Brian's answer. Right. It's the Lord's commitment to them.
Yeah.
So you mentioned, well, we talked a little bit about, you said your tendency was to tell people what to do. Now, asking questions, I think a fear that I have sometimes is that it's so broad, like, are they just going to take it and run with it? And is it just going to ever go anywhere? So how do you go from kind of a good question that opens it up, like you said, not a could, would, should, my idea question, but an open question, a what and how question, to a closed and action? So how do you help people create ownership and build traction?
Well, I like what you said about the what and how. So the what questions, again, there's flexibility here. This is not a hard, fast rule, but it's like what questions help me to explore new territory. What are my thoughts here? You know, what does that look like in my life, et cetera, et cetera. And then I get to the how questions is more of putting that into action. It's more of an implementation. So if I'm asking them, you know, what are you seeing in what we've read, or, you know, what stood out to you in the content that we've studied this week? Then that just opens it up. I don't have to go question by question. I can just, you know, let's follow what stood out. And I also think I think if you're asking good questions, it will encourage people to actually do the content a little bit more, because they're not just, you know, having to give these rote answers, but they're actually having to process stuff. And then once they do that, then you can say, okay, well, what does that look like? How do you plan on applying that to your life? And, you know, you can drill down or, you know, follow them wherever they're going in their response to that.
Yeah. And we'll probably do another one of these on maybe pursuing the heart. And you mentioned drilling down, you mentioned getting underneath the surface, getting the heart. That's another kind of 2.0 version of this maybe. But you're saying you can ask the follow-up question, how does that apply to your life? You can ask what action steps do you need to take, and they can get traction even by your questions.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think if you're stuck on, okay, I don't know, you know, you're feeling all this pressure, you know, you're listening to this podcast with other hundreds of thousands of people. And I think the question that will help you is just to go, what else? If you don't know what to say and people are, you know, sharing something they've learned or sharing they've read or something that's going on in their life, and you're like feeling the pressure to ask a good question, just ask them what else, and let them continue to talk.
That's your Jedi question trick.
That's my
of
Jedi.
The day.
That's it. That's
what
it.
Else, Caleb? You can see his hand, you know, over my face. I think that's so freeing as a leader, brother, just to have that. This has really freed me up personally to think about this over the years. I love discipling now way more because I don't feel as much pressure. I can ask questions. So kind of in summary, one of the things that I heard you say was, okay, asking questions helps people feel loved versus just telling them what to do.
Yep.
That's the biggest, you actually said that's the biggest leadership skill you could develop is learning to listen.
I think so.
Very powerful. And then, what and how questions or what is an exploratory, how is kind of drilling down, taking action. Anything else you'd want to say to our leaders, kind of any other tips or, you know, if you're a young discipleship leader, just learning how to disciple, you're trying to ask good questions, and what's your advice
Don't
to
give
the
up.
Leaders? Don't give up.
That would be about it.
And, say what else, right? Just asking that question. What else?
No, I just think you get discouraged sometimes, or maybe your group's not going as good as you would like for it to go, or you think, man, I'm leading a dead discussion here. It's like, I just don't give up. I mean, I just keep going. You're going to mess up. You're going to lead a group that just falls on its face. Just don't give up. Keep discipling men and women and keep pressing in.
Absolutely. Well, that's a good word to end on, Brian. Thanks for joining us, brother. Thankful for your leadership in so many ways at this church in my life. And hope you enjoy the podcast about asking good questions.